Okay, let's begin. So we were speaking about Ein Mevatlin Is L'Chatchila, and I think the last thing we spoke about was the Mogen Avraham, correct? Based the Moshe Soloveitchik said a chilik between the Locha, that the Locha says in Shulchan that it's also if he professes Mevatl B'Mezid, or if Moisif to Mevatl, so it's also to him, and also Mishnah is Batel B'Shvilo, right? And the Mogen Avraham learns from that, at least in one opinion, that applies also to Maaseh Shabbos. That just like for Maaseh Shabbos, it's also for the person who cooked on Shabbos or Mischal Shabbos, and also for the person who he had in mind for, he did it on his behalf. And Rav Moshe said, and the Cholkim about that, Rav Moshe said he disagreed with this Mogen Avraham's Shustel, because the halacha over here, by Ein Mevatlin Is L'Chatchila, that if in fact no one ever benefited from this bittel, so he was Lamafreya, never was Mevatlin Is L'Chatchila. As I say, for example, you can take kosher meat, non kosher meat, mix it together, be Mevatlin, and feed it to a dog. It's only if you benefit from it, and therefore when okay. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, no, it's the halacha over here is, therefore also the mission is battle bishvilo, if we don't let that person benefit from the bittel, so mafreya, there never was a mevatlin is l'chatchila. Right? And that's not the case, however, as relates to Maaseh Shabbos. Maaseh Shabbos is a pure knas. So then the one we should consent is only the guilty party who is Mechal Shabbos. We can't presume automatically if it's a knas that we would also consent the person who he did the melach on for, right? That's what we spoke about last week, right? So in terms of this, there's also machloikis between the Taz and the Mishnah Nisbatel Bishvilo. What does it mean, Nisbatel Bishvilo? So if you look in the Taz, it's Oisiyud Aleph in the Taz. The Taz says, the Isharis the Mishnah Nisbatel Bishvilo, Chayshin and Dilma Osle Meimula Ovid Kachovin, Ola Evid Shivat Leno, Hilkach Kansinan Lei. Look in the Taz. Sifkatan Yud Aleph, no? Yud? V'nichalei, afilu lo tziva osu levatlo. Avon lo yodam imenu, shori lei, shorei hu kishoigig, v'mokam ha'isa, ha'osu lo, osu gam, kein lebnei beso. Kein pius mashal. So the Taz says it means only if the person who he mevatl for, he knows about it and he's happy about it. So it sounds like, because then he's, you know, involved in this also. And the Taz says, and the Rikivega quotes, V'chein l'nishin esbatel b'shvilo, v'im bitel al hastam, l'mishi yirtze liknos, harei hu kamoshe nasa b'shvilam, b'yichud, v'osel kulam, tshuvas rivosh, v'nishma zeh da'af, mishin esbatel avur lo yodam izeh, d'loka hataz, right? So I mean, I'm just in terms of what the Rav said from Moshe. Who did you see? It would seem more like
the Taz, right? Because if you say like a Kivagers, then it's not that necessarily. Oh, actually, no.
I thought the opposite. Like a Kivagers, you know,
because it needs to have someone getting it.
You know, it's if the halacha is that I'm asking for that person. I'm asking not because he's, so to speak, a culprit, because he knew about it as well. He doesn't even have to know about it. But since I did it for that purpose, by my asking it for that purpose, I undermine his mevatel is l'chatchila. So even if that person didn't know about it, it should still be us. What does the Pesachei Tshuva say here? So he quotes, I am bear hate the Bishavataz, the Omer Mutter Beshogi, who were Iber the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, Shekosav Deim, whom is Supik Baholor, Vashal Lelomdim, Velo Shal Lebale Horor Hamfusomim, Lo Lo Mikre Shogig, Ayin Sham. Right, you know, to be called, if you ask somebody, but it's not necessarily a Baal Havor, just as it, so then it's not a Shoigig, right? I'm a Jewish based Yaakov, Shabbat Lidon Zeh, in Oz, all right. Okay. Now, yeah.
So milk and Eretz Yisrael were like, sometimes there's a chashash of chalav of the Shabbos.
Right.
So according to this, we put min hadin. Obviously, there's hashkafic questions, but min hadin, it could be makel. That's what we're saying.
That's correct. Actually, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva exactly about this, about milk, and he's makel about it. I think there's a prima gadim, if I'm not mistaken. That's choylik. On I think Moshe quotes it. That's choylik on this Magen Avraham. You know, let's say milk was milked on Shabbos.
Right. By a Jew.
Right. So let's say according to Rikivega, it's minastam, it's for, you know, for who he did it for, even if he doesn't know. But it wouldn't apply to Maaseh Shabbos. It would only apply, right? Of course, the person who actually did the milking, it's also for him forever. But the person who he milked for, right? Assuming that this is a Jew who did the milking, because if it's a goy, so then the loch is that Maaseh Shabbos is also only b'chdei she'yaseh, right after Shabbos, for the time that would take him to do the melacha. Okay.
But I would think what Rebbe said from Mishnah Gitchik.
Oops.
Yeah. Maybe that filling, the cheshvin, could work the opposite direction also. That something like this with Kidager, you could say that the whole, like, knas by go knas by my pitzos with achila is that it's going to be bottle for someone. Right? So night for Shabbos, it's like licked in the data, you did something wrong, and so if you did it for someone or for you, then it's connected. But some stomach guy is going to get hanah from it. It's the hanah is post facto. It's not related necessarily to the iser. Whereas here, the whole definition of the bittul is in the hanah. So I'm saying Rav Kiviger's din is maybe more shaykh by bittul iser.
I understand what you're saying. You know, if the Magen Avraham would apply to Shabbos, so then we want to sort of include this person somehow in the crime, so to speak, right? So if he knew about it, he's happy about it, something like
it's
that.
Actually, it is here.
Okay.
And that's like the Rambam says here. He's quoting, but there are a lot of commercial points. Actually, the whole Indian here is actually a henem imaisa vara that we're looking to see whether someone's getting hanah from what happened, because there's not an iser. I mean, there is an iser, but it's the hanah that's like shafts the iser.
Right. Right. Okay. Could be. Now, in this halacha of Bittul Islam, I think I'll speak about it next week because it's right before Hanukkah. But there's a stira, so take a look about it. Here it says that if it's an Issa Drabonon, if it was a rain in this Arev, you could be Mosif and Mavatl. Correct? But they ask that in Hilchas Chanukah, did you have it on your computer, the Hilchas Chanukah? Who quotes the Ta? Let's see. There's a Taz quoted.
Tafresh Ein Zayin? Yeah.
Which the...
In Orchayim, in Chanukah.
What's the lesson?
Moser Hashemin
should be there.
Yeah. Oh,
Moser.
Right, now if there was extra Shemin that was mixed up, right? So the Shemin is Osa. So it says there that it's Osa.
Anosa Biyom Hashmini, then Hashemin Hatzarfa Shiran Baka, Osalo Medura Vesorfo Vitneatmo Shari Hukza Mitvaso, Vimnis Ari Veshemin Acher Vain Shishan Labatlo, Yesh Misha Omer Shain Lahos Halab Tele Labatlo.
Right, so here the Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Omer, that Ein Lahosif, right? And here he's making and says that if it's an Issur Rabbanan, right? He doesn't quote two days about it. He only quotes the day Yesh Omer, that's the Ikar day, right? But over here, he says that what? So that's the next symbol. We'll come to Issa Shadivrem, Ein Ma'avin also B'Kidei Levatlo, V'Im also Kim Mezid also. I'm a Nafal Mi'atzma, Ein Behet G'Kidei Levatlo, Ma'Belov Mavatlo. So here, we'll talk about that. That's the next sif, but we'll talk about that on Chanukah, okay? So everybody asks this question. The Taz, the Shach, Beis Halevi has a Teretz in his Kuntres on Chanukah between, you know, Gracious and Shmos. He discusses this as well. So we'll talk about it next week. Okay. So now let's continue in the Ramah. For Dafka Shinis Arev Yavish B'Yavish. Or Filu Lach B'Lach. Leman Da'amah She'ein Omer Bo Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Kil'el Simen Tzadi Beit. Avach Ticha She'bol Isa Lomahani Shinitosef Acha Kacheta. Do'aminun Be'e Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Right, this is the Ramah who holds. We've spoken a little bit about Chaticha Nasis Nevela, but the Ramah holds that even B'Shari Surim we say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, like the opinion of Rabbi Notam, and therefore once it became Osa, it's not sufficient to be Mosif because the whole thing becomes Osa Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and therefore you have to be Mevatel Kineged the entire Chaticha that has Tam, right? Okay. So the Shach is a little bothered by this. Why does this depend on Chaticha Nasis Nevela? Look in the Shach. Ois. Yud Gimel. She'ein Omen Bach. It says, Aval Chaticha Tzimbal Isu. Right? Then you say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. L'chol kashema in zel chetich nas nevela. The filo man da amad lo mechetich nas b'shari sum. Mikom makom chetich shabala isa. Shini tosef aleim heta. Acha kach chetich atzon nas neshevas b'isura. Kmo shekosef harashba. V'mechab l'kamen rei simen kufav. Sheisha shaba enu niflat legame. El harav asalash me'im da chetich shabala isa. V'ni tosef acha kach heta. Tafilu hatosefes osa, ki lekas shishim neged kol hachaticha. Avim riba alav b'shoyig neged kol masha nasis nevela, belach belach, leman diyam trich nas nevela, v'chein afilu bevasa b'cholav, belach belach, hakol muta. Ava b'chaticha shebala isa, afilu riba alav shishim neged kol hachaticha, hachaticha atzu nasu kilklamah, kilkaman simen kufav, ayin sham, mikama kama, shenirshim kam v'shuchanoch, tshuvas harashba, Simon Emma Shikach Kasa Bedavke Moshe Al Shem Havashba Hashem, the low Amichtich Nasvak Bechticha Balua Mi Iso, Avabalach Balach Kimle, Koli Sum Shibibalem Shogi Mutorim, Rahochi Mutuvotim Divriatur. Right, and the Vivid, as we know, said Rechticha Nasit Nevela, even if you're Chticha Nasit Nevela, Vashari Sumum, but by Lach Balach, we make it. And you only need Shishim Kenega the Isa. Right? Did I speak about that yet? I'll speak about it more, but when we speak more about Chaticha Nasis Nevela. But, you know, the Rav said, did I mention what the Rav said about Chaticha Nasis Nevela? That Chaticha Nasis Nevela, right, exactly. That the Rav said Chaticha Nasis Nevela is not, as we think, as some Achvanim think, it's Rabbi Natam Lishitaso. Rabbi Natam holds that Tam Ki Ika, that Ha'isa, Ha'heta Nesafek Lios Isa, so therefore you need Shishim connected to the whole thing, because everything's Nesafek Lios Isa. So it's Rabbi Natam, so to speak, Lishitaso. But I said, no, that's not the reason. Because the Shach says that Chtichnas and the Veil B'Shav Yisum is only Drabonon. If it was based on Rabbi Natam's opinion about Tam Ki Ika, that's a derisive din. That the whole thing is the Safek Lios Isa. And also then the same thing should apply also by Lach Balach. And we're Mekel, according to the Raivin, but Malcolm Hef said at least, by what? By Lach Balach, right? So why are we Mekel by Lach Balach? I should be, you know, Tam Ki Ika but Lach Balach, what's the difference? So you see, because we don't hold this based on Rabbi Natam. It's a different halacha. It's halacha because, and it could be that, you know, it's because the Shach says that this halacha Tam Ki Ika, excuse me, that Chtich Nas Nevel is only Drabonin. It's a separate halacha in calculating Shurei Shishim. That when we calculate Shishim, we always calculate it connected what? Not only the Isa, but the Dovah HaMachzik is the Isa. And by Lach, when two things are, you know, put together, that's not called. That's not called Davar Machzik as Issa, right? Okay.
What the Shach's kasha is, problem is the
note of the Chus Rashba,
or is he arguing, what's his problem here?
Well, he acknowledges that the Rashba says this, so let's keep reading then. In other words, by lach b'lach, if it's bosa b'cholov. You wouldn't say that we didn't say Chtich Nas Nevela, because that's not the din of Lach B'Lach, that's because Dovah Machzik is Aisa. That's Bas B'Cholov itself. That everybody agrees that the both components that are had, the name of the Cholov and the Basa, when they come together, they all become Chtich Disur.
Gabi Hagolas Kli Midin Uperk Basa Davodas Gilchovim Gabi Yain Nesach Shinofa Labor the Ain Lachalik Bahochi Leinyan Chikanas Nevela Ayan Sham the Afrika of the Yesh Poskim Machalkin Bahochi Kimoshin Espala El Simon Sadi Bays Haina Bishari Suin Ava Babos Bechol E. F. Shilachalik Bahochi. Right? It's apparently, you know, the way he quoted it, it applied even to Basa B'Cholov, this Halach B'Lach B'Lach. And that is what the Shach disagreed with. Because by Lach B'Lach, Basa B'Cholov doesn't make a difference. Even if we'd be making by B'Lach B'Lach, but let's say it was milk, you know, meat gave time into the milk, or you took whatever it is, right? So that milk is Chtich Nas Nevela, Midi Raisa. That doesn't, you follow? That doesn't depend on this Raivit. The Raivit is, if I put Yain Nesach into regular wine, or, right? So then you don't say Chtich Nas Nevela, that Isa should ask the wine that's not Yain Nesach, right? But at least, and we're passing that way B'Shas Adchat. But if it wasn't Yain Nesach we're talking about, you know, or whatever the Isa is that you're pouring in, right? If it's Basa B'Cholov, so then both the Basa and the Chalav, even if it's a liquid, become what?
Asa.
Right? Because that's the definition.
She's arguing that the
Rama sounds like he's being mechalek.
Right,
he's saying, but in Tani Beis he says Feirish.
Right. Okay, that's a side point. Belach belach doesn't apply to what? It doesn't apply to Basar B'Cholov. Now we come to another issue, an important issue about Chayz B'Neir. Avachticha Shabala Isu Lomahani Shintosim Achaka Chaheta, Dominum Be Chticha Nasin Nevela, Vyesh Omrim, let's continue, Dafilu B'Mokom, the Lomini Chticha Nasin Nevela, Lomahani Aheta Levatel, El in the Tosef Kodem Shinoda Hatarovis. Avlim Noda Hatarovis Kodem, Lomahani Mashni Tosef Achakach, Ulvizetzer Hachochem Amora Levatel, Amora Levatel Isur Lachko in the Tosef Aheta Lacha Shinoda. Low Nogu came. You know, do you have to have so Yedias at Tarovus, right? I want to do. All right, we're going to come back to terms of Yedias HaTarovus, okay? So let's just do the next halacha, next siv, which we're going to come back to also about Chanukah. So just briefly, Isa shel divreim ein ma'avin also biyadayim kedei levatlo v'im also came b'meizid also avlim nafal mi'atzmo ein behetik kedei levatlo ma'ave alav mavatlo. Right. So he holds that in Isa drabanon, right, that if it was nisarev with heta, so an Isra Bani can't be a mevatel chatchila. But if it was nisarev, right, but you didn't have, let's say, shishim, you could add shishim to be mevatel it, right? But it's not only the chiddush here is not only if it's ein bel kedei levatlo, because this applies even because the sugya is speaking about even by yavish b'yavish, the sugya baits it by Eitzim Shinashu Minadeka. So, and it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino. It would seem that even if you didn't have Rov, if it was Nisarev, right, then you, if it's Nisid Rabbanon, like Muksa, then you could what? You could be Marvel of Mavatlo, right? The Gemara says, Ayatadav Shishn Matirim. The Gemara says, Mikla Kali Yisur. You're talking about it's in the fire and it's going to be burnt up, so it's not called. But that's how some Rishon interpret it, right? So this halacha, to begin with, is a chiddush, because why is it? I mean, if you had rov, just you don't have shishim. We understand there is a tarovus, but you don't have enough for the shir bittel, right? But it seems that by yovish from the sukkah that even if there's not even a rov, if it was Nisarev, you have a right to, if it's Nisra Bonin, to be Mosav Olav and Mavatlo. Why should that be? So, because you're creating the whole Tavovus. L'chor, if you don't have Rov, it's like Nikar Isa. You have Rov Isa and Mixas and Miyut Heter. So the Rav thought that the reason it's Mutter is because since we hold Mikar Adin, not like the Raivin, that the Isa of Mavatla Isa Chatchila is only an Isa Drabanan. So, B'mokum Hefsid, In other words, in this case, since it was already this Arav, Heter and Isa, in order to save the Heter, they permit you to mevatel Isa l'chatchila, and even to create the Tarbovas. Right? So that's that halacha. So now the Rama says, V'yesh omim, the ein levatel Isa d'rabanan, Ola hosiv olav kimo be isid yiraisa v'chein noagin v'ein l'shanos. Right? However, v'yesh omen de ein levatel isid rabonon ola hosiv olav kimo be isid yiraisa v'chein noagin v'ein l'shanos. Right? So this is machlok shishon in how you interpret the sugi in Beitza. Because the Gemara says that muksa, you can be mevatel. So they interpret the reason you can be mevatel is because what mikli kol yisura, right, because it's being burnt up, but otherwise it would not be permitted, because at the end you wouldn't have the Easter, it would be completely burnt down, right? Other Vishon interpret, no, they say that Mikla Kali is just to take care of, as I said, a different issue. Why should this Tarovus of Atze Heter and Atze Muksa be bottled at all? It's a Dovashish Matirin, Muksa is Dovashish Matirin, after Shabbos, after Yontif, it'll be Mutter, not after Shabbos. Not that I burn it on Shabbos, but if the Yontif will be mutter, because it's Mikla Kali Suas, it's not called Davishesh Matirin, right? So the Ramah holds that we're not Mavatl, right?
The Rav is making a kinta in this Shulchan Aruch that it's a Hefsi Meruba, just the previous part of the
Well, no, he's not saying Hefsi Meruba, it's not Hefsi Meruba.
It's just
that halacha.
Just a little Hefsi.
Right, any Hefsi. Then there's a special Heter for Tarovis, because it's difficult. Because if it's Tarovis, if it was Rovis, you can say, since it's already this Arev, so that's not called Mevata. But it's not, even if it sounds like it's even if it's not Rov.
And it's just, it's in love, like they didn't make zero?
In that case,
they didn't.
Right. So, just if you look in the Shach, which we're not going to talk about today, so we'll leave it to Hanukkah, right? Mavalov Mavatl, Kosher. The Orachaim Simitov Resh Ein Zain, Sosim Machava, because of the Mutter, the Mosa Shemesh Renea, Hanukkah, Shinus Av Shem Achav, Embo Shish Levato, Yesh Mishon Shain La Hosev Lov Levatlo. Right? So the Shachev Ave Hanukkah, Eno Ela Midrabonon, the Gamvavis Yosef, Lohevi Shum Poisek, Shacholikalze, the Shemin Yesh Lachalik, the Hosim, Kevin Shahuksel Mitzvaso, Chomet Fei. Since it's Huxel Mitzvah, so the Shemin that was designated for the Shemin of Hanukkah, of Ne'er Hanukkah, that's more Chomer than a regular Drabona. Even for a Drabona, right, the Machava holds you can be Mevatel Yisrael Chatchila, right? But the Hanukkah is different. For Doichuk. For all the Havi, Yesh Misha Omer, who Amarami Rutenberg. Shehaviat Sham, Umuchuk Losvil Khalik Bahaki, the Kosso Sham, Lodami Le Aitzim Shinoshim in Hadeka, Latochatano, Beyontov, Shemabalem Aitzim Uchonim Umavatlan, the Shiny Hosh ain't Nenemehem at Acha Beyulan, Avahoch Nenemehem Shah. Right now, what's the reason that they hold you can Mavat? My Rambam book knows in general that you know, it's the only reason you hold you can Mavatl Isla Chatchila there is because you're not nena b'shas, it's only you only get hanor once it's burnt, it becomes coals or whatever it is. But that wouldn't apply to ner chanukah. Ner chanukah, you need the ner chanukah, right? Um, we're not talking about the Nechanuk, we're talking about the Moses Shemin. But it's not, it's the Shemin, it's not because it's turned into coals or something. It's, if you use it, it's while it's burning. So he blames Shver that there's a steer between Hilchas Chanukah, right? Let's just read the Taz, Oisut Beis, who cites the Mon Beitza. Mavilov and Mavatlo, right? How does that you can let it, right, you can be Mabah and be Mvatl to Isa. So the Shach, the Taz says, excuse me, Oisut Beis, the Raila Zema Eitzim Shinoshu can Isa Reish Beitza, the Chain Hudasa Rashba Vahavosh, Shu Yesh Omrim, Shemevi Ramor Visvila, the Shiny Hosn, the Eitzim, the Mikle Koli Li Sura. The Osel Hosef, the Kosem Marshal, the Haika Karashva, Shirov Hamacham Svirle Kane, the Hodam Rinne Berej Beitza, the Haheta of Eitz Mishumitla Kolili Sura, right? Hosem Havi Dorishish Matirim, Ava Bedorisha Enel Enel Matirim, the Choli Sura Drabon and Mabel Love, this is what we spoke about, right? Of course, Sean, why, what, the, when the more answers. Mikla Kol Yisur is that to answer Dosh Yerush Matirin, or that's to explain why this is not called Mavatl and Isla Chatkhila, because you only get benefiting from it when the Isla is no longer there after it's been burnt, turned into coals.
In the Shaka Vataya, the Gemara Tzvashba, more than it's Dosh Yerush Matirin, right? The Gemara says,
all right, but it's Machlok Shishon, it's the Rosh and
it's still also
Dosh Yerush Matirin. It doesn't matter, read the Gemara, right?
It would be both, though. Mikla Kol Yisur is on both, because you have to take care of Dosh Yerush Matirin also.
I think the Raj in the Torah's bias says that, I'm not sure which one, if he says it Kali Mikla Kali, but or the Ra says it's Kali Mikla Kali, but one of them says, like, you don't have to read the Gemara because it's only one side of the Gemara.
Because it's only a knas. So the knas is only if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'shogeg, there's no knas. Okay.
He's arguing on the Shulchan
Aruch. Right.
He's arguing.
With this. Well, I don't know if he's arguing, because we don't know. That's if he did it b'shoigig. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch, right? If he did it b'shoigig, then it all be tulim, right? Because it's only knas, right?
Only knas, no.
Okay. So now comes the loch v'chol z'v'neir. Ishut is shinis batal, k'gon sh'hoye shishim k'negdo, Vinitosif bo achakach min ha'isa ha'rishon chose v'neya v'nesa losh no min b'mino losh no min b'she'enu mino losh no yovesh losh no lach losh no nodem in esayim losh no lo nodem in esayim. So what is the Ramo Paskin? The Ramo Paskins that, for example, let's say I was mvatl isa, whatever that isa is, chaz, right? and it was nispata whether it would be minum or mishaino minum ben betlach belach or yovish be yovish, that in all those cases, if later on I added more isum, so the proportions changed, and now the amount of isum that is there is what? You no longer have shishim against it, so there are more paskins that it's choizuneya, right? Or also in the case of yavish b'yavish as well, if the proportions change, for example, I no longer have, if it's min b'mino yavish b'yavish, I don't have rov, or if it's min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish, because you need shishim, it's no longer shishim, then there are more paskins that it's choizuneya. And this is a machloikas heavy shine, because the Ramban quotes from the Ravid that you don't say that it's Chos V'Neya, and the Ramban is of the opinion that you do say Chos V'Neya and Obiyasa, and the Shach now quotes a distinction between Min B'Mino and Min B'She'enu Mino. In other words, in as the Gemara says, sometimes do you say kama bottle? That as long with the right, as long as a little bit was there, it was bottle. So some we shown in Paskin that it's, you know, it's bottle, and therefore it's not choyz of an ayah, because on the contrary, once there was bittle, that thing became heter. And on the contrary, that's part of the if the later on more Issa fell, the Issa that was initially there, since it became heta, that's mitzdarif to be mevatel because now it's heta. That's what the Ramor disagrees and says you don't say, right? So let's.
That's very good according to the Shach, right? Because the Shach.
Oh, so that's what we're going to talk about. So that this machleik is, at least let's do the Shach, right? This should depend on the Shach and the Mechlois Mechav and the Ramor. How do you interpret Bittel? If Bittel is that it's a matir, so once became the East, it became Mutter, right? So let's just read this in the Shach now. Right. So first the Shach says, Hayne dafka b'min Issa echad, this ois chof, avu b'beis mina isurim shechlukim b'tayma, Kol echem levatel tam chaveru kemoshin esmal v'sof simin tzadiches. Right, that we had before. That isur levatelim zeh. Right, we spoke about last week why the Rambam. You know, it's not a problem with the Rambam. But now sif chaf aleph. Ois chaf aleph in the Shach. Let's read it inside. Kos. Kach kos b'tos chatas klal pehe din yud b'shem mahari b'ago shari dura avo b'emes mashmer de lo kos of shem mahari da filu no de benen tzayim osa ela isha shenois in tam de kos of sham v'rav yo osa afilu yoda yir de mis Misvoras Ashri Kama La Desvora Gedolahi, the Kevinshin is Rabba Ha'isa, Hare Hekahu, Umagishin Hatam, Akan Lashona. Av Isha Yavish Biyavish, Mimbimino, Shinis Batal Barov, Gishinoda, Sulo Mitzdarif Isa, the Kevin Dimidiraisa, the Gamid Rabon Chabitre Bottle, Imkank Fanis Batal, the Adra Venera de Gam Ha'isa Mitzdarif Lalo Saheta. Who could not none ha ola mala es ha ola? Mefarish Rishami de Haina Benoda. Umiu the Ashri Perik Kidhanosha Mashmala Hedja, the Filu Yavish Biyavish Bemino, Chose Vanessa, a Filu Noda. Avalhach Masnisin da ola Dochot Liashiv la Havash. The Rush says that what? That you say, even by Yovish B'Yovish, that it'll be Choyza Veneu and Asa, so that's against the Mishnah there that says that if you, that the all is Malas Oratlas, that we count that which is already bottled, it sounds like the, to, you know, to the shibitl, and it's not chois v'neir. Ukamashu kasafti b'sifri, because safti sham, the ikah kapivish havash prepared case based all mishnah gimel, the filo of abanim b'shari surim b'yavish b'yavish, kol she ein noisim tam, hayadia goremes heta, v'shuv ein choze v'nesa. The shiny truma, the tzrichilahav, the chain das arrived, Shaviu Haramban, Varan, Sof Mesechas of Ozora, Varash Bibtos Abayas, Ayan Sham. Ugdolim is Umashma, the das arrived, Sham, the filo low note of Benesayim, Eno Chose Vanessa, the Kama Kama bottle, a filo Bedova Shinois and Tam. Vav Haim lo Pligi Sham, Olav, Elamitam, the Tamalo bottle. Very, in other words, the Ravid holds that even by Mimisha Enumina, once it's bottled, right, so the yeast is gone. So even if you'll add a little bit more, and now it's beyond the threshold, or below the threshold, I should say, below the threshold of Shishim, so the time reappears, the Ravid holds that that's Mutta. Because, but you had Shishim, so that, that's, it's now it's, right? So now it's Asa. Excuse me. The Ravid holds that, you know, what was bottled, it's bottled, right? And that became Heter. The filo no of the enochav is neser. The kama kama bottle. The filo b'dovah shenoshin tam. Vavhem lo pligi sham olav. Elamitam the tamer lo bottle. Vehat tam nirgosh. The filo b'min b'mino the lek lemekim a timer. Become a kakemish and nuffle sham shir, bechte to yoiv timer, she can negdo be eno mino osa. Masha ain kain, be yovish, be min be mino. So what is he saying? What is the opinion of the this Mari according to the, as the Shach quotes it, the Shita? He holds like this, that by logically you could say like this, that there's a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. Why? Because min b'she'eno mino, the shishim, is to eliminate the tam. So if the tam disappeared because you had shishim, but then you added more isur, so then the tam reappears, so the isur reappears. Because Mimishenu Mino is not that it's a matir. Mimishenu Mino is simply that it's masalik the tam. But if the tam will reappear because more isu is in there, and therefore the proportions have changed, so to speak, but not so to speak, the proportions have changed, so then the isu will reappear, right? So that should only really be by Min Bishenu Mino. Now the question is, what's Min Bimino though? So Min Bimino, after all, the number is still Shishim, right? Mitrabonin. The question is, how do you understand that shishim? Of course, the min b'mino, the shishim is because what? It's a gzeira ato eno mino, right? But the, how do you interpret that gzeira? You can interpret it in one of two ways. What are the one of two ways?
So kol shahaya b'sheino mino, that's being just, you were, just like in la'ashaf, eno mino is b'tam, so mino is... If it would be gibtam, that's how much you would need.
So. Right. In a word, we view every midrabbanan, that's a gzeira, we view every min b'mino as a min b'she'eno mino. Right? So therefore, on the level of min, even though it really is min b'mino, but we view it like a min b'she'eno mino, so if you would have added more, the tam would have come back. So that applies to min b'mino as well. Right? So the only place where that doesn't apply would be a bittel of yavish b'yavish, because yavish b'yavish is not a bittel of tam, at least by min b'mino, because you don't require shishin there. All you need is rov. So therefore, but there you wouldn't say choyz v'neir, right? The Mishnah says, so when do you say kama bottle, right? You could say, you know, for example, by Ola, how much do you need to revatel Ola?
Masayim,
right? Chum is mona, is meya, and is meya 100 times against it, and Ola and Kilayim is Masayim. So there the bittel by Ola and Kilayim and Truma is not based on Tam. So let's say there was Truma got mixed in Techula, right? And there was Meya against it, right? And then I added a little bit more Truma, and now I don't have Meya, I have 90, right? So then it wouldn't be Chayzev Neya. Why? Because the bittel of Truma is not based on Tam, right? Meya has nothing to do with Tam. Or let's say Ola and Kilayim. There the shear is how much?
Masayim.
So if, let's say, I had 200 against the Ola or the Kilayim, and then I added a little bit more Ola and Kilayim, so now I don't have 200 against it, I have 100 against it, right? Then he says, you wouldn't say Chos Veneya. You only say Chos Veneya when it's based on Tam, even when it's Exela Atu Tam, namely by Min Bamino. So then the bittel is a bittel that is mavatl, so it's matrit. So it's not only that it's matrit, it's not chayz v'neya. That which was bottle is what? It's mitzdarif to be part of the mavatl. However, if it would fall below the threshold of what?
60.
Of 60, of shishim, which is based, shishim is the purpose is to mavatl tam, then what? Right, I mean, but you have to say, I mean, that's ultimately, let's keep reading in the Shach. V'avhem lo pligi sham olav, ela mitam tatam lo botav, v'ave tam nimgash, v'afil b'min b'minu, t'lek lo mekam tam, v'kom lo kemish en nofel sham shir v'chtei t'yoiv taima, sh'chenegdo b'eno mino, v'aka, excuse me, mash'enke yovish b'yovish min b'mino, Kadasa or Zarua, Ravina Yoel, Visiatum, Bezen near the Lord Kamila Hochi, the came the time of the Vishalova Mino, Yovish Tor Shishim, Mishum the Yvashlang, Yitain Tan, Imkain Hu Hadin Hocha. Veneer the Isa Veheta Azul the Time, eh? The sphere of the shalob amino biyavish enu hatam mishum dim yavashlam yitain tam. Kamosha b'shmo b'simen tzadi ches. In other words, if you say, they say by yavish biyavish in general, you don't say chos v'neya, because it's not a bitl of tam. So he says, I but min b'she'en amino requires shishim. There's no tam by yavish biyavish, but chashash, it'll be tam, because you'll cook it all together and it'll become the equivalent of lach balach. So then it should also be this issue, we should view it like min bimino, and it's right, that, I mean, because min bimino, and therefore we should view it as min b'she'eno mino, that you need shishim, right? Min b'she'eno of lach, right? And there also there it should be chos v'neya. Al fil ma shekosav sham da'atam k'ma shu'im kein hu'edin hacha. V'haynu to'kosav poskim hanal. the Ravya also feel b'chtichas isa shenof l'toch shishim b'chtichos teheta mash v'dahayna shlo b'mino b'yovish in lokein ha'avadei l'meim b'toch shishim teheta because of my re alav the svav g'dola v'kim that time nirgos v'hayna k'pish the yitin time k'shivashla right, if you'd cook it yovish b'yovish together then it'll be time v'hayna because of bagol shall we do v'ravya also afilu yodot Elim kim igbiya osam lechutz. Vi belach belach, mai moel agbor. Hamikomakom polota isu hatam. Ava mashkosiv avya elim kim igbiya lechutz, los vila le mari kabase, demiachish noisin tam bakdela, mali shesilko olo, akal shona. The lesser elikid pirashti, become a divi ma shal sham, nirikidas harav, the fil biyovish bemino, venoda. Choza Vinea Vanessa Uma Esse Botla Daiti Dega Daitam Bapasha Ni Makel Behem Machmirim Achem Behefs Meluru Chai Gavna Efshala Hokel Mihach Taimim El El Tieshlom de Mashkos Vav Loshna Noda Vinesaim Koya Ahecha de Tzor Shishin Ushagan Tieshlom de Mashkos Vav Loshna Noda Vinesaim koi ahechit the tzor shichin who could the cost of a ratio could on shiye v'chein yesh l'faris divi mar shal so So just the end part. The shach's opinion is that you would say choz v'neya lahalacha we pass on choz v'neya by min b'mino and b'min m'she'en amino because it's always a shir shishim and he thinks that that should also apply in min m'she'en amino of yavish b'yavish, right? Because it's a gzera and there are those who say all yavish v'yavish we don't worry about that. But the shach himself is a mekil by what yavish b'yavish if it's what min b'mino because there you don't need shishim, so it's not a bittel of shishim, it's a bittel of rov. But right, but who disagrees with him?
The marshal
disagrees with him, and since he says I'm the mekil and the marshal is the machmir, we should go like the marshal unless it's a hefsim aguba, right? I mean, there's another sfera to say. You see, there's another issue which the shach doesn't bring in, and that's, what's the halach of yavish? You know, one could have argued that maybe this doesn't apply to yavish b'yavish.
Ever.
In other words, by yavish b'yavish, it's always chos v'neya. Why? Because yavish. Well, first of all, that's a good point. Also, maybe it's considered a nutarovus, but yavish b'yavish is a different. Could be a different bittel than min ben lach belach. Lach belach is because of the, you know, the preponderance of heta. It's mata the isa, right? But yavish biyavish maybe it's not mata the isa, but yavish biyavish is just that you go vosavov. We assume, and as it's a hovor. Whatever you're eating is not the one of isa. Now that should depend on a machlokes rishonim. Right, the Rosh and the Rashba. Can I eat all three chtichas? Right, so some Rishonim say that I can't eat all three chtichas. Right, some Rishonim say you can eat all. One person can't eat all three chtichas, but the Rosh holds all three can. One person can eat all three chtichas. Right, so if that's true,
that's
the Rosh himself holds Chol Zevaneya here. So.
And the Rosh himself says Chol Zevaneya, right?
Trying to be mitzarek these two things.
Right. No. Oh, so that's what. But the Rosh himself says that it's Chol Zevaneya, right?
By anything, even by Yavish.
Even by Yavish be Yavish, right?
Oh, right,
the Shach thinks that the Xero of Shishim by Yadish Yadish is still going to be Toloi, and even though that's a now, but at least by Min Bamino, which Rov, the Shach does say, right? And the Rush disagrees even by Min Bamino, it's quoting, right?
Right. The Rush even says Chol Zevaneya even by Min Bamino. That's why I think the Elam Tan is that, and I'm saying the Elam Tan, I forgot who says it, but the Elam Tan is that the way the Rosh's bittul works is that it's a bittul, but you can eat all three of them because it's netach, but it's a constant bittul. It's like every second it's being netach out there, and if anything would change, then it'll be mapach back to Isser. It's not like it's mitzias that as soon as it falls into the tarovas, it's batel, and now it's the Isser is. Yeah, it's
Luchan. So I was thinking of a slightly different halach in the Rosh. We're going to get this when we speak about the bittul of Yavish B'Yavish. And that is, you know, the Rosh, the Ramah quotes this Rosh, right? By Yavish B'Yavish. At the end of, he says, in Sifbe, Yavish B'Yavish, Nisbatul Chadatre, in Dishlam Kulam Ke'echad, Afilu Lechol Kol Echad B'Fnei Atzma Osa. Right? So, in other words, you don't say Chol Zevaneya by Yavish, right?
This is not Chol Zevaneya, this is Bishul,
I didn't see this really, so I just think that the Rush holds that even Yavish B'Yavish is not a kind of Achri Rabam Lahatos, we would think, but it's not that we say this is not the Isa, because if it's not the Isa, how can you eat all three? Right? And how can you eat it if it was Nispasho? Right? The Goyin says the Kuf Tes. The Goyin quotes, Kach Kosev Arosh, Ukishitoso de Isu Nepoch Leheta, the Ein Chosev Nessa. Right?
Which Kuf?
The Goyin is Ois Yud Aleph in Kuf Tes. Right. So this is what I was thinking about. You know, we know, but on Pesach, I mean, we'll get this again when we get to the Loch of Yavish B'Yavish. But we know on Pesach, the Loch is that chametz is not bottle, correct?
Yeah.
And we pask it's not bottle, but mino mimishenu mino. Right, ben B'Yavish. Bembalach, there's no bittul in Pesach, right? But what's interesting is this. The Torah quotes in the name of his father, the Rosh, that there's no halacha on chametz is only if it's lach balach. But if it's yavish b'yavish, there is bittul on Pesach. And the Rashba and Tosafos Abayis, I think, disagrees. Right? So it always seemed to me it should be just the opposite. According to the Rush, who says that it's hapich lios heter, so bittul of, what do you call it, of yavish biyavish, is also a matir. So if we've excluded chumah de Pesach, we've excluded bittul completely on Pesach. So it's the Rush should be the one who says that it doesn't work by yavish biyavish also. You follow the question?
What's
the question? Yeah. We know there's chametz not batel on Pesach, right? The Rush is of the opinion,
that is
batel on Pesach. There is bittul for chametz if it's yavish biyavish, and the Rashman Tosafos disagrees, right? So we would have thought according to the Rush, that if the halach is called that every yavish biyavish is a kind, it's not called the posh mirror because it's ikvi surah, but the loch of bittul is, we say this is not the isa, that's why you should not eat all three, right? So that maybe doesn't apply to Pesach, because just like what's the loch of called the posh mirror posh applies, you know, often would apply to Pesach, right? This is not chametz because we go both sevov. So that maybe should apply also to the bittul of yavish biyavish. But according to the Rush, who thinks that the bittul of yavish biyavish is that it's a matin, it's nishapich lios heta, and that's why you can eat all three, and that's why the Goyin says l'shita, so you can be mevashel if it was an espashel, you can eat it, right? So then why should yavish biyavish be different than lach belach on Pesach in terms of bittul? You hear my question?
Yes.
Now, yavish biyavish, according to the Rush, is what?
It's a matter.
It's bittul as a matter, right? If you have the proportions of rov, so it's a matter, and it's the sapach lios heter. So why shouldn't that apply to that? So it's bittul. So it should apply to chametz and pesach as well. So al kochach, you have to say, this, I'm thinking aloud a little bit, that the halach is like this, that it's not like lach balach with the zavil tarova, so we say that it's mutter. It's not mutter automatically. It goes through this stage. It starts like the Rashba. We say about each one, you know, it's a hovor. We say on each one, it's bittul, right? This is right. But since we said on each one that it's on each one that it's heta, then the second stage is that what? That it's complete bittul. You know, it's everything's nesapech lios heta. So
by chametz, the Rush says that it is mutter.
Right. So that's why by chametz, you know, by chametz he holds. Once you know, on each chetichah you paskin, this is not the one that's awesome. But once you paskin on each one, right. Then you can eat them all simultaneously. But it's not just a regular bittul. It starts with a hovor that this is not the right. You know, the Rush, it's not the Rush completely rejects the other opinion. That's a kind of called a parish, meruba parish. It's a hovor on each one. So by chametz, we say also, this is not the chametz, right? Once we say on each one, it doesn't make a difference what the issue is, then there's bittul. But regular bittul, the Rush, there is no bittul on chametz. But somehow by yavish biyavish, the Rush also, it's not the regular bittul, right? That you see from what? From chametz. So now coming back to our case, what's our case that he's quoting? Our case is what? Where there's chayz of an eyah, right? In our case, but also that, you know, the that even by yavish biyavish, it's chayz of an eyah, right?
So since he says after Rav Lahatos, he wants there's no Ruba.
Wait, the Rush says... What does the Rush say here? So there's a steam in the Rush though, because the Rush says a feeling is pashtu kulam, and that's the sheet the Goyin says that's the Rush, and she does that you can eat all of them. So then why should we choyz
v'neir? So there are two possibilities.
See, I was trying to say that it's choyz v'neir because it starts
quasi at the stage.
Yeah, but it doesn't work because at the end you can eat all three.
So I think there are two possibilities. Either you could say like an akimta, I think the graph and Kuf test, I'm not sure, has like an akimta, then there may be a choy between no dam or no dam. Like there's a kamdina. Once there's kamdina, maybe it's not chozer in there. That's like a very akimta that means to be in the Rush. The other answer is that you could say these two things are not related to each other. That's what we're saying for Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says that they're not related to each other. That's the reason why Napach works in the Rush, and Napach is true, it's the din. Anytime it's together, whether you bashal them together, whether they're Yavish B'Yavish, it's Napach, and there's a din of Bittul Viruv. But when you add other things to it, so it's not just like it happened one, it's discrete Napach, that at first, as soon as it fell into the Taroves, Napach and Zehu. It's that every second in the Taroves, it's being Napach. And at any point where it can't do that anymore, it loses that ability. When you're Chozer, when you add more incidents, so no longer there's a rope, and then it can't be Chozer anymore. And then it can't be Mutter anymore. There's no more Napach. That's what Rav Chanan says. So if you say that, then they're different din, they have nothing to do with each other. The Rush about Chozer Benayar and the Rush about Napach. It's a little
fun, yeah. Unless you say maybe if you add Isu is different than our case, if you vash them all together.
Yeah, you have to say that.
That adding Isu creates a new Tarovis.
The girl didn't want to say that. But yeah. It's very hard.
See, what you said before is correct. I just want to go back. You know, we just mentioned about whether by you know, the difference between Min B'Shein Amino and Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino per se, it would not be Chayz V'Neir. Why? Because there the Bittl is a Bittl of what? The Bittl is a Bittl of it's a Matir, right? The Bittl is simply it eliminates the Tam. So if the Tam reappears, the Isa reappears. The question is, how do you view the Min B'Mino of Shishim? Do we view it like Min B'Mino or Min B'Shein Amino? So that's a Machloikis. That's this Machloikis, the Poiskim, which is showing him about it, right? But that should come back to what, how you understand Min B'Mino, right? If we say that Min B'Mino is, if Min B'Shein Amino is also a Matir, like the Ramah that says it goes Bosh Hashmo, so it's not like the Shach Tanis, how could that be? You eliminate, right? I'm just saying, the Shach's whole language here, and the way we understand this, you're showing him, is the Shach, you know, from the perspective of the Shach. Not that everything depends on Tom, but according to those who say it doesn't depend on Tom, namely the Mechaber, that you know, Roin is Sheino Mino Kimi, right? Kimineno, or the Ramor that says that you go Basher Shema. So then often it's also a Matir. So maybe it shouldn't say Chos V'Neir either. Once it was Mutter, it's Mutter, right? And that's whether you say Chos V'Neir or not is Machlokes of Shishayim. The halacha, however, the Ramah says, we always we're machmir and it's always chayz v'neir.
Does Rabbi think that the ravid of a shitasa, in other words, the ravid that holds that in la'ul misr l'chakil is no reisa, and the ravid is such a powerful kam dina or kam bato?
Two ravids.
Right. Oh, they're two different ravids. They're not the same.
Oh, I'm saying there are two rabbits, and whatever that bear I'm touching the rabbits. There's one rabbit that says kamakam, 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 there's another rabbit that says by Hezavino we don't say it, but by say it.
Well, that's, this is the Raya that the Ramban quotes at the end of Avodah Zarah.
Right.
It's on.
That's
right.
What I said.
All right. This needs a little more work.
This is the hard.
No, just these rushes. Can't rush through this rush. I have to think about it a little bit more. Maybe we'll come back to it next week. Just something. I once heard, I told this to Moshe Gaba, Moshe Friedman. He was the Gaba of Satmar Rebbe. So he saw it in my Sefer on Chumash. I'll just tell it to you. I heard this at Rav Henkin's Levaya. Somebody said this, I think, in the name of Henkin. That, you know, Yaakov Avinu sees, as he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, you know, the question he answers is, how is it, you know, at Friday night when we say Shalom Aleichem, so we welcome the Malachim in, within 5 seconds they're out the door, Tzeischem L'Shalom, and it's very inhospitable, at least wait till the end of the meal, to say Tzeischem L'Shalom. If the Rav was bothered, he didn't say Tzeischem L'Shalom like this. He also didn't say Bechuni L'Shalom, because Chaim V'Lajna said you shouldn't say it, because like
that. Told me he didn't say anything.
He didn't even say the first Shalom Aleichem. Right, all right. Sounds more like him. Okay. But I know least, these two.
At least he didn't say the Bar
Sinai answers. Right. So, said he didn't say Shalom Aleichem at all. Right. I think it's because Eidah Shabbat Mishras and Batla Kula, once he wasn't saying these two, he wasn't saying the rest. I remember I was once with the Rav. And Moshe Tversky, Zichron Levracha, he was a little boy, it wasn't Bar Mitzvah, we were in Anset, was coming for him for Shabbos. I'm trying to remember. Actually, then the Rav was staying with the Tverskys. This was right after his wife died. I mean, there was a year, I'm trying to remember what he told me. I remember he said Moshe's. And then he said, you know, Moshe's. I'm going to have to sing some Eros or something. I'm trying to remember exactly when he said. Well, why would Moshe have been there? Because as I recall, that summer he was staying at the Twist. The Lichtensteins had a cottage, and I said, the Rav had a cottage. The Lichtensteins stayed in the Rav's, what used to be the Rav's cottage, and the Tversky's had a cottage, and the Rav stayed with the Tversky. But it was anyhow something like that. But then, coming back to this question, how do you say, so somebody said, and I think it was a big, but somebody said the name of Henkin, this is Moshe Gabi Shami, that the Satmar Rebbe is a safer than Satmar Rebbe's grandfather, Mahari, something like that. You know that sefer, Mahari Ashkenazi, something like that. And he showed me that he says the same teretz. He said, because this is what I'd heard from them say also, that, you know, when Yaakov Avinu comes, he sees the Malachim Olam V'Yodim. Why they Olam V'Yodim? After all, the place of the Malachim and their abode is in the Shemayim. It should be Yodim V'Olam. It's because the Malachim that had accompanied him from Chutz La'aretz till then, now go up, and different set of malachim are coming down to accompany and guard him. So he said, when we say Tzeisin L'Shalom, we're not saying Tzeisin L'Shalom to the malachim who came to our house just now. People are always accompanied by malachim. So it's just, we're saying, we're bidding goodbye to the malachi chol, who now knows, now the malachi Shabbos came, there's a changing of the guard. So the Tzeisin L'Shalom is to the malachi chol.
It's backwards, because then we should say Tzeisin.
No. There has to be a changing of the guard. First, the Shabbos Malachim come. Once they come,
like after that's not true. Olim, they were going away, coming back.
Alright, so you have to say they're all of your own simultaneously.
They're not like talking.
Right. Anyhow, that's what I heard from a hint, and I thought.